we're the fastest growing state in the nation. And, you know, a lot of folks moving into South Carolina, these were the people who would move to Florida, for example, to retire. We know Florida's just overcrowded, to be honest with you. So they're coming to South Carolina, North Carolina. And so we're in a position to really see our state grow.
Our guest is a husband, father, church member of mine at Ebenezer Baptist Church located in Manning, South Carolina, and a public servant. This lifelong resident of Manning, South Carolina served as a member of the Clarendon County School District 2 Board, Manning City Council, Mayor of Manning, and the SC House of Representatives, and is currently a member of the South Carolina State Senate District 36, which he recently just won the primary on June 11, 2024, with a whopping 77%. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my guest, Senator Kevin L. Johnson.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Excalibur. Welcome to the first Shop Talk of 2024. Hey, you see we got some new faces today. My man Craig right here, welcome to the family, to the Shop Talk family. And we got a special guest today, Senator Kevin Johnson. How you doing, Mr. Johnson?
Doing fine. Glad to be with you all.
I appreciate that, bro. All right, so Mr. Johnson, how we normally start off with the show, we normally give each other a vibe check. So I'm in law enforcement. And in law enforcement, when we work night shift every 30 minutes, they always give us a little quick check. Want to make sure we good or where we located. So we're going to go around the room, start off from number 1 to 10. How's your vibe? How's your mental? And just tell us why. We're going to start off with Quint.
Well, I say about 7 because there's always a lot of room for improvement. I'm blessed because my family's healthy. And most importantly, I finished a regular school year, and my kids did relatively well. They ready to go to 7th grade, and I finished the academic portion of my education for my EDS for principalship. Still got to go through the internship, but at least I the studying and the books and the late nights.
Yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
Part is over.
Yeah. What about you, Craig?
About a 9. The highest part, the pinnacle of my day is meeting Representative and Dr. Johnson, Senator. And, you know, I've dove into politics for the past 10 years now, and it's something that I'm passionate about. And you know, just looking forward to sitting down and hearing some of the questions he may answer today and giving insight on what's to come. And I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you know, I'm going to probably say a 10. And
what?
I'll tell you why I say that, because it really is a busy time with just normal stuff. But with this election season and this campaign, the reason why I'm saying 10 because the people have been so supportive of us in spite of the nonsense. And the reason why I said 10 also because Senate District 36, like all House and Senate districts, have changed. And so I picked up 2 new counties, Orangeburg and Calhoun, and I didn't know exactly what to expect. I do know some folks over there, but you know, some folks, but the folks have been just overwhelmingly supportive, and I feel good about that, you know. And so apparently what they know about me, they knew before I got there. And they are bending over backwards. They're very supportive. And that's why I have to say a 10, because, you know, it was just unexpected.
Oh, yeah, my aunt live in Utahville. She said she need a T-shirt and a sign. Yeah,
all I got to do is know the size, and we'll get it to her. Utahville, like all of the new territory, has really been amazing. So I've got to say 10.
Gotcha. Well, I'm at a 9, man. Everything's good. No complaints over here. The show's going well. Thank you guys for subscribing. We're doing pretty good. But we need more support. Family's good. I'm good. No complaints, man. No complaints. I'm at a 9.
Well, as for me, okay. I'm getting back up there, so I'll say about an 8 right now. I actually, you know, knowing that we was going to do this show this week, you know, I had a lot going on, but I'm recovering. Everything is good. And then I had a little surprise inspection today from D-Heck past that.
Okay.
And then man, I met this young man right here today. So, I mean, and then we did the Miller Experience.
Miller Experience over time with Reggie Wright. Yeah.
So, all I can say is blessed to be here and keep rocking.
Amen.
Well, let's get it started, man. We got the senator in the building. All y'all know he's a political year, so please vote. Please vote. Don't listen to the nonsense. Listen to the issues. All right? The nonsense is a distraction. That's why we got this man here, so he can go and give you the real, not the nonsense. All right?
This episode is sponsored by Events by Sweet Pea LLC, CEO Eartha May Hughes. Our mission at Events by Sweet Pea LLC is to provide and create seamless, lasting experience. Our service are impeccable and precise to leave every client with a smile. We will give you a lasting impression as we help your vision come alive. You can contact Eartha May Hughes at 803-983-4625. Again, 803-983-4625. And our email address is eventsbysweetpea104@gmail.com. Again, eventsbysweetpea104@gmail.com. Jerome Robinson MMA of Team Robinson MMA. A safe training environment that will enable students of all ages and backgrounds to grow physically and mentally. You can visit their website at www.imteamr.com for more information. If you're interested in being a sponsor, contact myself, Ernest Miller, at 803-565-9752. That's 803-565-9752. Or you can hit me up on my email at eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. Again, that's eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. You can also make contact with my producer, Victor Wesley of Vic West Production. His telephone number is 803-225-0021. That's 803-225-0021. Also, his email address is vicwestp@gmail.com. That's vicwestp@gmail.com.
So today we have Senator Kevin Johnson. You've been a senator for 12 years, correct? For South Carolina. Tell the people about your background. Tell them a little
Well, first of all, hello, everybody. I am Kevin Johnson, senator for Senate District 36, where I have served for 3 terms, 12 years. Prior to that, I served 1 term in the South Carolina House of Representatives. And prior to that, I served 11 years as a mayor of Manning. Yep. And I'm proud to have been the first of all 3 of those positions for Clarendon County, especially since Reconstruction, the first African-American. And so I work very hard every day to make sure I'm not the last. So before I served as Mayor of Manning for 11 years, I served 6 years on Manning City Council. I served 12 years on the school board in Manning. And so this is what I do. I tell people all the time that Clarendon County is known for a lot of recreation, fishing, hunting, playing golf. There's nothing wrong with any of those things, but what I do is I serve people. I don't golf, I don't fish, I don't hunt. And that may sound like a cliche, but that's what I do, that's what I get pleasure out of, and you know, that's what I've always done. Before I became an elected official, I served on a variety of boards and commissions, again, just serving people. And so that's pretty much who I am. Graduated from Manning High School, graduated from the University of South Carolina, participated and graduated from several leadership programs throughout the state and the nation. I served as the president of the South Carolina Conference of Black Mayors, and the list can go on and on. But I'm saying this not to to bring attention to myself, whatever, but just to let people know that I am, since we're talking politics, I am the candidate that have the experience and the education, and most importantly in the Senate, because everything that's done in the Senate pretty much is based on seniority. And I have that as well, that my other opponents cannot lay claim to.
The only issue I got with that, man, you say you graduated from the University of South Carolina.
Oh, my. Here we go.
I was just messing with you.
I know, you know I get on you about that.
And
we have fun with that a lot, but just being completely honest, those are probably 40 best years of my life. I just enjoyed that environment and how I got to USC. I tell people, because I was a little skinny fella, y'all don't believe that, but I was a little skinny fella, played basketball. And one of my heroes was Alex English.
Okay.
Alex.
And I followed his career from Dreer to USC to the NBA. And I could probably tell him more about his career than he can. And he's the reason why I made up my mind I want to go to USC. And then I got there and George Rogers was there. And, you know, it was just a great time.
One of the best running backs, Heisman Trophy.
Oh, yeah. Had an awesome time at USC. And, you know, but now that I'm in the position I'm in now, we support all of the institutions, and we just, as a matter of fact, that's my number one priority is education on every level. That's the key to everything the state does. It's got to be, we got to make sure we have a good, sound education system.
I was just kidding about the USC guys. Shout out to Shane Beamer. All right, so let's get to the topics. One of our guys, he's not here today, but he wanted to ask you, what direction do you see South Carolina heading? Is it positive or negative?
Well, you know, I think it can be positive. What I want people to know that South Carolina is known, depending on which publication you listen to or read, we're the fastest growing state in the nation. And, you know, a lot of folks moving into South Carolina, these were the people who would move to Florida, for example, to retire. We know Florida's just overcrowded, to be honest with you. So they're coming to South Carolina, North Carolina. And so we're in a position to really see our state grow. Now, all growth is not good. We don't want to be overcrowded and have a whole lot of traffic congestion and this and that. But if we play our cards right and exercise what's known as smart growth, I see the state going into a positive direction. I really do.
Is it true? You said something about Florida. Now, this is a side note. I was wondering because I heard some things. Is it true that possibly Disney World might be coming back to Santee?
That would surprise me, but
that's why they're trying to redo 95.
No, we're redoing 95 because it's just in bad shape. Anybody travel up and down 95, when you get to South Carolina, everything is like a bottleneck. So that's probably one of our top priorities as far as highway infrastructure improvement. But the truth of the matter, the way I understand it anyway, is that originally Disney World was supposed to come.
It was originally supposed to be in Santee.
I was told Clarendon County because they had it right around the Alcalo exit, believe it or not, because they had done the research and those who were whose grand scheme this was, they figured that we were halfway between Florida, Miami, and New York City. Yeah. Now the way it was told to me was that the powers that be didn't want it because if you bring a Disney World to Clarendon County or Orangeburg County.
That brings so much money to
the town. Yeah, but they didn't have the vision. And so what they were thinking, if we bring this here, who's going to work on our farms? Who's going to crop out our back? Or who's going to do all of these hard manual labor jobs for low wages? Yeah. Because if Disney come, all the workers going there. Or if you work for me, I'm going to have to pay you a lot more money. And so, but you know, it's amazing, you know, what our area could have been like if we had visionary leaders back then. Because if we had people working at Disney and everything that Disney brings in, then everybody's making good money and they have more money to spend with your existing business, but they couldn't see it.
That shows the importance of leadership.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
And you made mention that.
To be continued. Make sure you check out the next episode. And also you make sure you like, subscribe, and comment on my YouTube channel, The Mill Experience. And now we also on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. Make sure you download. Peace.